Thanks so much for being in with us. And next time, hopefully it'll be a little warmer out when you bring the star with you. You
know? Yeah,
hopefully.
Right. Yeah.
But we appreciate you both. Thanks for everything.
Thanks.
We'll talk with you very soon. And coming up in part two of Morning Magazine, Corey Anfinson and Kim Shields will be with us from Encourage right here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320 WFHR.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
Sergeant Jason Nielsen served his country as an MP in Iraq.
I was in Iraq for 10 months before I was hit by a sniper.
He suffered a paralyzing injury, ending his military service. Paralyzed veterans of America's National Service Officers, such as Sherita Latham, are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned.
She worked with my wife, took care of everything for me, just so I could focus on just recovery and trying to get on with life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
It's Meals on Wheels.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, a wind chill advisory in effect early on. Despite a good deal of sunshine, only expecting highs in the middle single digits. Wind chills to 25 below. Then for tonight, a chance for snow developing late, lows right around zero. On your Thursday, snow then likely. Around 3 inches of daytime snow accumulation. Could mix with some freezing drizzle later into the day, mid to upper 20s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to part two of Morning Magazine on this December 11th, 2019, where right now we are joined by our friends from Encourage. We have Corey and Kim with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. We always love being able to talk with you all. And today we're going to be getting into our year in review at Encourage, and there is a lot to cover. But before we do that, Kim, we haven't had you on the air with us before, so I'm going to put you on the spot and make you uncomfortable. No, I'm joking. but I did want to let you introduce yourself a little bit. You're Kim Shields.
Yes, I'm Kim Shields.
Shields. I've worked at Encourage since 2004. I'm typically a behind-the-scenes person, so long-time listener, first-time talker.
We appreciate that. And you got a great voice for radio. You sound great,
you.
So that's good.
She accepted my invitation very gracefully.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That voice right there, of course, is Corey, and we've talked with her a bunch, and it's always great to have you in, Corey.
Thank you so much, James.
So where do you want to start with this? Because it has been a big year for Encourage.
It has been a big year. We've had a lot of changes at Encourage, but some of the things that have not changed is the impact we're making in the community. And so today we would love to focus on just talking about some of the things that differentiate Encourage from just, you know, regular other, you know, funders in the community, and what makes us unique. And that is the work that we do. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the things that we were able to accomplish in 2019. And I'd love for Kim to talk about our grants, because that's obviously a huge thing for us at Encourage. And Kim actually works directly with the grants, so it's who better to talk about it?
Yeah. So how has that gone, Kim?
So it's been a great year. We are able to offer so many different types of grants through Encourage. And we're really, really fortunate that we've been able to support over 60 nonprofits in our community, which is huge.
Yeah.
And that's been with nearly $650,000 in grant resources. So, you know, really impacting a broad base nonprofit community. Because we are here to support the community at large. So,
and when we say those, or we say that amount of different people and different organizations are able to help, it runs the gamut. It's just almost everything you can think of. There's one of those organizations in there that you guys are helping and benefiting.
Yes,
it's really cool. I think one of the nice things about businesses or a company like Encourage or something like that is where you guys are taking care of as much as you can, and then you have other organizations that are taking care of these things, and it feels like we're covering all of our bases with all the different organizations and groups we have around here. So that is one of those kind of beautiful things that you see when you get to sit, and you're fortunate enough to get to sit in this chair and see different, interview different people every day, seeing these connections and seeing how much you guys are helping and benefiting our community. You can't do it alone, though, so that's where these grants come in, and they are so helpful. I don't know. I certainly don't want to pry or anything, but is there a number of grants you guys have received this year? Is there just...
So the grants that we're talking about specifically are those that we're actually able to distribute into the community through the investments that donors have made through Encourage. So some of those organizations that you spoke about doing, covering some of the basic needs, we're actually providing grant dollars to support those organizations to operate those programs and to operate as a nonprofit, which we are as well.
Yeah. One of the underlying things that I think is so cool about Encourage, and I wouldn't say that it's a message, but it's certainly there, is the empowering thing. These people that you help, these different organizations you help, you're helping empower them. You're helping make them stronger and better, and which affects our community, of course. There's a real quick domino effect that this has with all of this. That's beautiful. It's really good to hear.
And not only, what do we support organizations, we support residents. And so one of the other programs that we have is our What If Grant program. And that program is designed for residents with good ideas to help improve their community to come to us. It's very easy. It's not a like what you think of in a grant process, right?
Yeah.
Scary, intimidating, 20 million pages. This is three or four short questions. Come have a conversation.
Right.
And the reason we do those grants is because who better to help figure out what our community needs than those who live here? And so those What If grants are a way for us to get resources out into the community. They're not as traditional.
Right.
So we do a lot of the traditional funding to nonprofit organizations. But if residents have good ideas, we want them and we invite them to come to us and have those conversations for great opportunities for What If grants.
You guys do a lot of cool things over there and a lot of good, but honestly, I think if I had to pick, that's one of my favorite things that you or any organization does. There is, right now, sitting out there, at least 5 or 10 people who have ideas, who have thoughts that would help this community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think we all know that person that just sits there on the couch and they whine and complain, but they don't ever do anything about it. For every one person like that, there are 5 or 10 people that want to do something, but maybe they don't have the resources or, bluntly, maybe nobody's listening. You guys are listening. You guys are there to hear this stuff. And not to say that, okay, I have this idea and you're definitely going to do it. You're only going to put, you have to be smart with your dollars. You have to, you know, choose your battles wisely. So you're going to make sure that these are good investments, if you will, for lack of a better word. But boy, what it means to somebody in a community to be heard, that means so much. And you guys are there listening and, you know, being there to be able to help with some of this stuff. Is there any good examples that you have of the What If program that might be good?
Yes. I can share a couple of good examples.
Awesome.
And then also talk a little bit about the conversation that Corey had mentioned. But some really good examples that happened this year were the Wisconsin Rapids Outdoor Fitness Park, which is located right across from the hospital, the Paul R. Egge Memorial.
Yeah.
Encourage was able to help provide What If grant dollars to help make that happen, along with so many other funders. Mm-hmm. So having that collaborative approach, yeah, not only from a resident perspective, but also the funders, is incredible. It just strengthens our community.
Yes.
Another really great one is the Rome Town Players.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a group of somewhat older adults that get together, and they provide arts and culture activities not only just to the town of Rome, but the Southwood County community,
yes,
at large. Incredible
wonderful
individuals.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they just have a lot of fun. But they're really there to help not just entertain, but educate others and keep them active through the different activities that they offer, which is incredible. And that, yeah, you know, focuses on health and the arts and culture. So
yeah, and not only does it do that for the community, but those particular members, it does, mm-hmm, so much for too.
Definitely.
And it's a win-win all over the place on that one. And it's,
yes,
that's great to hear. Those,
yes,
are great stories.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so Corey had mentioned that if somebody has a great idea, we are here for a conversation. We have a simple inquiry form on the website you can fill out if you don't want to wait for the application, which again is just a couple of questions. We start with a conversation, and perhaps it's not grant resources that we can offer, but maybe it's making that connection to an organization that already has a program in place, or we're able to offer some a lot with referrals. It might not be weight, yeah, of grant resources, but we have other resources available at Encourage as well. Perhaps we have a donor that's specifically interested in that area. So we really try to make that connection and look at the holistic picture.
Yeah, and help as many people as you can, certainly.
Yes.
But again, having to choose those battles wisely, because you only have so many dollars and so many, you know, resources and everything. Mm-hmm. So it can't be an easy position to be in. But you guys have been doing in knocking it out of the park. It's you've been doing very successful with a lot of these things. One of the other things that you do is the administrative and fiscal support to a lot of community organizations. You know, we're great friends with the guys from the Dick Trickle Memorial. They come in every
year.
I love those guys.
We do too.
Great guys. You could sit there and talk to them for hours.
Yes.
They're such good people. I could spend an hour talking about them. But I wanted to focus on the Dove's Nest. And that is one of those ones. I have to say, early on doing this job, one of the first interviews I had was with them. Mm-hmm. And it even just thinking about it right now really gets me.
Yeah.
And the way that they took this, you know, what happened to them and their family, and took that and turned it into this.
Yes.
I find that so inspirational and just so beautiful. And I'd just like to let you talk about it just for a moment and how that came about, maybe.
I think for us, you know, Dove's Nest is a great example of a resident-led idea. Alex,
yes,
had a vision, and it, mm-hmm, was a lofty one. With the time frame that he had to try to raise that funding, it obviously made that come together much quickly, because people,
yes,
knew there was a sense of urgency around,
right,
that. But again, that is just a great example of someone having a conversation and figuring out, how can I make this happen? Is,
yeah,
this a good idea? Who do I need to connect to? What resources are available beyond just dollars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because there were so many people willing to volunteer their time, volunteer their talent. How,
yeah,
can, you know, a real estate agent helping with the sale of a property?
Right.
Those are things that, you know, come together when you have conversations. So Dove's Nest is a great example of that, but so are so many other things. And so when we talk about providing administrative and fiscal support, you know, people don't always see the backside of what we do.
Right.
You know? And so what does that mean, administrative and fiscal support?
Sure.
Well, Kim can tell you, because she handles a lot of that.
It's a real
for us.
Yeah.
So I'm the behind-the-scenes person.
Yeah. Yes.
So, for instance, in the Dove's Nest, you know, Alex had this incredible dream, and he wanted to make this happen before he passed. And just a remarkable young man.
Yes.
And there was a similar home out on the East Coast. And so we actually helped provide a lot of the research that went into that. Hmm. We were able to connect the group with a nonprofit lawyer that also works through Encourage and connect some funding from, different donor advised funds that we have to make that happen. We were able to provide some what if grant resources to help with their marketing materials. We provided all of the administrative fiscal support in terms of people would send their gifts to Encourage. Mm-hmm. We would process them, make sure that they had all the correct tax records that they needed for that gift. And it was just incredible and do all of this prior to Dove Foundation becoming their own 501c3. So there was a lot of behind-the-scenes work and support that Encourage was able to provide, and just to work with the family and the so many volunteers and all of the donors was just incredible.
Yeah,
and it's being realized.
Again, I know that there is a number of different things that you guys help out and organizations like or things like this to get up off the ground and stuff, but I think this is one of the best examples because, like you said, it started with a simple idea from a kid and who wanted to turn this into something, and I have to believe that he is looking at it right now and just proud, just so proud of this community, his family, yourselves, and everybody coming together on this. And it's so cool to see something like that that started where it did, you guys getting the chance to kind of see this at its ground level and where it is now, where we've got attention to it. I noticed that Vince Beagle is going to be doing something with it and everything, and that's really cool. So there's so many different kind of things about this that are wonderful, and it's just one thing that you guys do.
So,
I know that I wanted to also touch on the Wood County Veterans Memorial Project. I wanted to touch on that too because that's also another one that speaks to you and is really important.
Yeah, so we've been providing administrative support for the Veterans Memorial since inception. We are so fortunate to have this beautiful memorial in our community to serve all of Wood County veterans. And not only have we been providing the administrative support for that, but again, you have this tireless group of volunteers, just like the Dick Trickle Memorial Committee that you mentioned, that we are able to support and process all of the donations, do all the paperwork side of it, but then really help to ensure that it is strong and there for the long run.
Yes.
The big P word is perpetuity, but it's really to make sure it's there for the long run.
That's a great point. Very, very well said, Kim, because one of the things that I like about what you guys do and other organizations around here are thinking, too, is you don't think of the immediate future. You think of the future. You think of the long term and that kind of thing. And that is really important nowadays. For too long, there's too many things that we only looked a week ahead and that kind of thing. And we really, really, in this day and age, need to be looking that far down the line. You guys do that. That's incredibly insightful, but also very helpful to the community, because I think we're all on the same page here with this, that we understand that 2020 is going to be a big year in this area for a number of different reasons.
Definitely.
And with that, it should, by all rights, it should be a big year for us as citizens, too, and going forward, not just 2020, but 2030, 2040, that kind of thing. So for our kids and our kids' kids and that kind of stuff. And we want to make sure that they have a great area for all these different things. And also, there's so many different kind of gray areas in life. And one of the things, again, that I think is cool about you guys is you seem to pay attention to that. You seem to, the Alex C. Dove Foundation is a great example of that, that it is one of those things that may not be at the top of some people's minds, but it's at the top of yours. And thankfully it was because, again, we got where we are now with it, in part because of the great work you guys are doing. Also wanted to mention the farmer's market dollars, because that was a great idea. I heard such good things about that all summer.
Yeah, we were so pleased to be able to offer the farmer's market dollars this summer. The reason we decided to do that program was to really get people downtown in the new farmer's market space, because they had to move a little bit out of the parking lot while there's some renovation going on for the new Boys and Girls Club, which is coming in 2020.
Right.
Which we also support.
Yeah, which we also support.
Nice.
Resources for the Fly High
Kim's
Memorial Playground.
Yeah, you got this, Kim.
She has all of those down. But the farmer's market dollar was a program that was exciting because over 500 residents got their hands on those dollars and took those dollars down to the farmer's market. So not only was it getting some new folks down to actually see the farmer's market, but it was giving them access to local, fresh, healthy foods But on top of that, supporting a local food vendor at the market.
Yeah.
So it really was a lot of different angles. But the most important thing was getting people to go down there, see what is offered down there, to experience that, and to experience those vendors. We have so many wonderful vendors that go down to that farmer's market each and every week. And that's their livelihood. And so when we're able to put $5 into their pocket, that $5 doesn't just live in their pocket. That $5 in their pocket comes out again in the community, because they're going to go to the grocery store and maybe buy the things they can't grow. Or they're going to go to your small business and buy a product from you, and then that $5 from that small business owner goes on. So it's more than $5 being spent downtown. It's $5 living through the community. That money gets recycled all around our community, and it's about shopping local, spending local, buying local, playing local, everything local.
Yes, and it keeps that kind of circle effect going on, where you really broke that down perfectly. It starts so simple with just a you know, here's $5, here's five market dollars. And it, look what that does. That builds and it helps so many people. And it also, the you know, eating healthier thing is always great. And there's just no downsides to any of this. And where it goes, it's great to hear that it was so successful, too. Because it's one of those ones that is kind of interesting, because you don't, some of this stuff, you don't know how it's going to turn out. You know, we certainly don't know if it's going to be successful. And that's one of those things that you're not holding your breath, but you're hopeful about. And then to see it turn out like this.
Yeah, and I will say that is one thing about our organization that makes us unique, is we are not afraid to try new things when we can. Take that risk. And if it were to have failed, we're going to learn from it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it was a smaller investment. And the learning that we would have got from it would have been enough to make us go, okay, we learned here. And now we can do better. So we're okay with that. But this was successful. And
we had
a lot
of 500 residents.
Over 500. Mm-hmm. And I will give a shout out quickly to our partners at the Farmers Market, as well as at Wood County Health Department, because without their ability to be flexible in receiving those $5 vouchers and then billing us, it wouldn't have been possible. So they were willing to go out on a limb and try something new, too, and we were so appreciative of that.
One of the words that I use when I describe Encourage, I do with a handful of organizations, but specifically with you guys, is brave. You're brave with your dollars. You're brave with the way you approach these subjects in the community. You don't flinch. And we need that nowadays. We need that more. We need people who are going to stand by what they're saying and what they're doing, because you're doing it for a bigger purpose than just yourselves or just even your organization. It's about such bigger things than that. One of my favorite phrases I heard when I was a kid, I never lose. I either win or I learn. And you guys, it's a great example of what you said there, Corey, about that. That, you know, if it doesn't work out, you learn from it, you know. And if it does work out, you get things like these topics that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to talk about when we come back from this really quick break. That was an okay segue. That worked out all right.
That was good.
It was great.
We'll be back with more with the ladies from Encourage right here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320 WFHR.
Interviews, highlights, and analysis with the best in the business. Other can talk about the game.
Keep this thing rolling, man.
Only one source can deliver the goods. And it can only be found right here. The Marquette Basketball Hour on the Marquette University Golden Eagles Sports Network.
Listen to Marquette Basketball this winter right here on AM 1320 WFHR, Central Wisconsin's information station.
After all your bills are paid, what do you do with the leftovers? Do you put it into a savings account or into a 401k? Next week, financial professional Dave Allison has some great suggestions on the order of saving your money. Tune in to learn more.
Join us for Real Wealth Radio right here at 8:06 Saturday mornings on WFHR. Brought to you by Dan Guck at Legacy Accounting and Financial Services.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, a wind chill advisory in effect early on. Despite a good deal of sunshine, only expecting highs in the middle single digits. Wind chills to 25 below. And for tonight, a chance for snow developing late, lows right around zero. On your Thursday, snow then likely. Around 3 inches of daytime snow accumulation. Could mix with some freezing drizzle later into the day, mid to upper 20s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Looking at your local temperatures, it is 4 below in Stevens Point, 7 below in Marshfield and Wausau, and 1 below here in Wisconsin Rapids. But it is warm in the studio here. We have Corey and Kim with us from Encourage. Thank you so much for joining us again, ladies. We appreciate it. We've been kind of doing a bit of a year in review thing here. And there's so many topics that we can get to. We've only got about 5 minutes left. So I want to be able to give you the time to talk about wherever you want to go with this next.
Sure. I would just like to talk next quickly about, you know, we do some of the things that people wouldn't know us for, which is we offer training and facilitation services. So it's kind of unique that we offer this up. People would be surprised to hear that if they didn't know us well. But we have some trained facilitators in our office, Heather McKellips and Gus Mancuso, who do a wonderful job. And so if someone's looking for a facilitator for a meeting, that is something we also do. And capacity building. They do some great work with adaptive leadership skills. And this year we were able to provide training to some nonprofits and work with, for example, we work with the Boys and Girls Club. We worked with Wood County Head Start. We also did some for-profit work with HHA Sports this year, just, you know, going in and facilitating with their staff, kind of like a team building exercise. So that's something that people don't know, but we do and we offer, and it's very reasonably priced. So we would invite anyone who's looking for those kinds of service, give us a call. We do a lot of work with that.
Yeah.
The next thing we should probably talk about, Kim, don't you think we should tell them a little bit about what we're going to be doing in 2020?
Yes, definitely.
I was hoping so. Teaser. I was looking forward to, teasers. Yes, I like that.
So we are so excited and looking forward to 2020. In 2019, we celebrated 25 years in this community. We did so quietly, but I think there's just so many things that we have going on that it's hard sometimes to stop and reflect and celebrate. So that's why today we wanted to just kind of do a review of our accomplishments just of 2019.
Right.
One little number that Kim researched today, not just for this, but was, you know, how many grants have we given since inception? What was that number, Kim, today?
Well, the dollar amount was almost $44 million since inception.
Ooh.
That has been invested.
That's awesome.
Primarily locally.
Yep. We do have some that go outside, but the majority of our our grants are local.
That's
so
impressive.
We don't always take the time to look at that kind of stuff. So when she gave you that number today, I was like, wow, flabbergasted. You know, that is why it's so important to market ourselves and for people to think at this time of year, you know, where is a good place to make my own investment? Where is a good place to make sure that my dollars are spent wisely and in the best way? And Encourage is a nonprofit organization. We do depend on outside resources to do the work that we do. So when we provided administrative support and fiscal support to Dove's Nest, that takes people.
Right.
People take money. We are employees.
Yeah.
So as we think about that, you know, we invite people to think about Encourage at their year-end giving this time of year. We hope to continue to keep doing the great work that we do, and the only way we can do that is by continued support from the wonderful donors that we've had, but we invite new donors to come in and have a conversation with us at any point.
And if people want to have that conversation or they do want to donate, what's some ways that they can do that?
The easiest way is call or just stop right in. We are so open to people just walking in our doors and having conversations that weren't expected. We love that. And one more thing that we're doing is we are launching a new fund in 2020. And we've just been testing the market a little bit for this new fund, but it's the Friends of Encourage Fund. So to keep it simple, we just thought, what's a great way to have a fund for people to understand, you know, the work that we just talked about, the work that we do, and the funding that we need to keep operating as an organization?
Yeah.
Become a friend of Encourage. Support us, support our work, so that we can continue doing these great things for our community. Because that $44 million that we referenced wouldn't be possible without people behind the scenes like Kim doing all of the work to make these great things happen. So we're so appreciative to live in a beautiful community where people are very generous and understand the role that we play. But this new fund is really exciting for us, and we're happy that we're going to be able to launch that fully. It's been baby launched fully in 2020. So there'll be more to come in January.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you guys will have to come back then. You know that, right? You're going to have to come back.
Well, Kim was so great today. I mean, I'm going to drag her with me every time now.
Kim's almost too good at this. I need this job, Kim. You cannot take my job, okay?
Mine too.
You're very safe.
Well, we could just kick back and watch her do it next time,
Kim. Sure, that's true. I'll just push the buttons over here. I'll let you go.
Okay.
You're too kind.
Before we let you go, though, I know that one of the things that people are in this area certainly are paying a lot of attention to it is the Tribune building. How are things going with that and everything, and especially when we're looking at 2020?
Tripping is moving along greatly. We are talking about some new progress that'll be coming out in 2020. I can't really speak about it right now.
Sure.
But as you guys all know, we received our, in 2019, one of our accomplishments was receiving that $3 million State of Wisconsin grant,
yeah.
which is fabulous because that is allowing us to open up doors and new conversations, which we are having right now.
Yes.
So hopefully 2020, you're going to be hearing more project updates. We have a Tribune steering committee working behind the scenes mm-hmm. to figure out that last bit of puzzle making to make the funding come together. We are still accepting donations for the Tribune building project. So if that's something you're really interested in, you understand the value behind supporting that facility and supporting entrepreneurs and innovation, we invite you to make a donation to the Tribune then.
Absolutely. And just one more time, I wanted to mention the What If program that you have, because it's one of my favorite things in this area. So if people are out there and they have ideas for the community and stuff, they can reach out to you and be heard and possibly do something with that idea. So if they are like that, is it the same thing as donating or anything or volunteering? Stop by over there.
Stop by anytime. We are happy to have people call or stop in or send an email to our very easy address, which is hello@encouragecf.org. So it can't get any easier than that.
No, it can't. That's a really good address.
You know, and honestly, the What If program, we would love to see more applications coming in and having, because whenever we see those come in, and it opens up the doors for so much more than just one grant opportunity, because those connections get made and people are networking and meeting other folks, and bigger things can happen with just one conversation.
Well, I've had this idea for a while of doing a Simpsons museum, so I'll be sometime to talk about that, and you guys can humor me and tell me that you're listening when really you've got a more important thing.
There might be others interested in that.
We're not
sure, but there could be.
Thank you so much for being in, ladies. I appreciate you both and wish you and your